Hello, and welcome back to Talking Talmud. I'm one of your hosts, Jordana Osman, here with my friend Chavrutza and Gordon. Our daf today, Masechet Nazir, daf Lamed Dalet, page 34. Well, we're going to finish off our fifth parak, again, with sort of this type of like math, brain teaser type of thing. And we're going to talk about the koi. Now, the koi is a type of animal that appears in halachic literature that the Mishnah, when it discusses it, isn't really sure, is it a behema or is it a chaya? Meaning a behema, it's some type of domesticated animal, or is it a chaya that it's a wild animal? And depending on what you think it is, it has different types of halachic ramifications. Now, you can all Google the koi. You'll see lots of things about what it could be. Maybe it's a type of wild deer. Maybe it's a type of like wild goat, something like that, or maybe it's its own species unto itself. It's not completely clear what it is, but because we don't know whether or not it's a domesticated animal or if it's a wild animal, so therefore, depending on, you know, different types of halachic categories, it becomes its own separate topic within halacha itself. And so you're all probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with Nazir? Actually, very, very little. But they set up a scenario, right, about when you make these sort of types of nizirut vows based on what you might see. And this one has to do with the koi. Ra'ah et ha-koi. So somebody sees the koi, va'amar, hareni nazir shezeh chaya. And the person says, I am a nazir if this animal is a chaya, right? And so we know that sometimes it's considered a chaya and sometimes it isn't. The next person says, Hareni Nazir Shazay no Chaya. The next person who's standing in this group says, I'm a Nazir that it's not a Chaya. Hareni Nazir Shazay Behima. The next person says, I'm a Nazir if this is a domesticated animal. Hareni Nazir Sha'inzo Behima. The next person says, I'm a Nazir as long as this is not a domesticated animal. Hareni Nazir Shazay Chaya U Behima. Then a fifth person says, I am a Nazir if it's a Chaya or a Behima. And a sixth person says, Hareni Nazir Sha'inzo Lo Chaya Velo Behima. And then a sixth person says, I'm a Nazir, that it's neither a wild animal or a domesticated animal. Then a seventh person says, Hareni Nazir She'ein Mikem Nazir. I'm a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. Then the next person says, Hareni Nazir She'ein Achad Mikem Nazir. I'm a Nazir if one of you is not a Nazir. And then finally, the ninth person says, Hareni Nazir Shakulam Nizirin. I am a Nazir of all of you Nizirin. In that case, Hare Kulan Nizirin. Okay, so the answer is that they're all Nizirin. Now, if you look in the Mefarshim, they explain why that is the case that all of them actually become Nizirin. We don't need to go through every single one of them, right? But for example, well, maybe I'll go for a little bit, right? The first person says it's a chaya. We know a koi can be considered a chaya. The second person says it's not a chaya. We know in some cases it's not considered a chaya. So in other words, everything that all these people say has an element of truth to it under certain circumstances. And so therefore they all become nizirin at the end. Very, very little Gemara here. So I'll just read it till the end of the parak. Tani chada, right? It's taught in a braita. Tisha nizirim, right? That this case involves a total of 9 nazirs. V'tanya idach, and it's taught in another braisa, tesha nizirut. There are 9 sets of nizirut here. In other words, somebody ends up doing 9 turns of nizirut, not that there are 9 nazirs here. Bishlama tisha nizirin. Okay, we understand the braisa that says there are 9 nizirin. Kagon tahave gavri tapi, di'id fisva azil bay, right? Because there's that many people who seem to say something in this, and each one of them becomes a nazir. Elatation is irut lechad gavra hechi mashkachale, right? But if you say that it's 9 turns of nizirut for one person, right? We actually only would find 6, right? Because what did we learn in the Mishnah? That there were 6 ways to basically talk about this koi, right? Either say it's a chaya, it's not a chaya, it's a behema, it's not a behema, or it's a chaya and a behema, or it's not a chaya or a behema. So one person could sort of be associated with all those things, but that would only become 6. That would only become 6 terms. How can you say that about the other 3 sets, right? Someone says if one of you is a nazir, someone says if one of you is not a nazir, right? These are said by individuals who didn't make any of those 6 initial statements, and the last 3 just have to do with sort of addressing the group of people, the first six people. So ultimately, it should only come out to six terms of Nizirut. Rav Shesha says, Kagon de'amar harini nazir nizirutah kol alai. So Rav Shesha says it's the case where the nine people said what they said in our Mishnah, and then a tenth person comes and says, I am a nazir, and the nizirut of all these people are on me. That tenth person would have nine terms. Again, I think it's like a little bit more of a brain teaser, trying to figure out this brisa. It's the Gemara having fun, the Mishnah having fun. And with that, Hadron Aleich Beit Shammai, we conclude this fifth parak, and we're going to move on to the sixth parak. I don't think this Mishnah is telling us anything particularly deep about Nazir. I think it's telling us something about Darim, but I also think it's sort of a theoretical.
So, into the sixth parak. I feel like we've been waiting five prakim to get to this parak, because instead of talking about what happens before you're a Nazir, meaning all of these permutations and everything about taking a vow, or for that matter, even setting aside animals for the korbanot, for the sacrifices afterwards, so we have all this discussion about consecration. But again, really, all of that is before one becomes a Nazir. And then with chapter six, which begins on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we have a mission that begins on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we finally have a discussion of the Nazir, like somebody who's actually a Nazir. So I would recommend that even as a prelude to seeing that Mishnah, you may want to take a look back and see for Bamidbar, the Book of Numbers, chapter 6, which we've been talking about now for a long time, including in the Nedarim, and look at the verses 1 through 21, which basically tell the whole story from the Torah perspective, meaning what is the command about a Nazir. The Mishnah, of course, is going to then, I don't want to say works off of the Psukim, but that's the backdrop, right? Chazal, the sages, knew those verses when they come to talk about what is incumbent upon a Nazir. So now in the Mishnah, Shlosha Minin Asurin Benazir. So there are three things, three types, but it means three different types of actions, really, are prohibited for a Nazir. Hatum'ah, I guess it's hard to say that these are all actions. Three types of things. The first is impurity, tum'ah, ve'hatiglachat, and shaving one's hair, ve'hayotze min ha'gefen, and everything that comes out of grapes, meaning from the vine, really, not grapes. Everything that comes from the vine, the produce of the vine, hayotze min ha'gefen, v'chol hayotze min ha'gefen, and everything that comes from the vine, mistarfin ze im ze, and they combine with each other. We'll have to understand what that means. Ve'ein chayav ad shiochal min ha'anavim kezayit. So all of that is prohibited, right? But the question is, you know, what would really get him punished? Only if he would eat the amount of an olive, kezayit, really, out of the grapes. The Mishnah continues. Mishnah Rishona omeret ad sheyishteh revi'it yayin. So this is a previous version, and this is like a, you know, we talk about this here, Dana, all the time, how the Gemara gives us, or the Talmud really, gives us clues about the construction of the Talmud along the way. Like here I am delving into the details of the experience of the Nazir, and we get an editorial comment about the writing of the Mishnah, namely that the first version, there was another version, Omeret, ad sheyishteh revi'it yayin, that a Nazir would only be punishable if he would drink a revi'it of a fourth of a log of wine. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu shara pito b'yayin. Rabbi Kiva says, even if he kind of dunked or soaked his bread in wine, b'yeshba kedei letzaref kedzayet chayav. So between the wine and the bread, there's enough to make a kezayit that would also be chayav, meaning the bread itself by itself would be fine. V'chayav al yayin b'fnei atzmo, and he would be liable also for the wine by itself. V'al anavim b'fnei atzman, and also for grapes by themselves. V'al achartzanim b'fnei atzman, and the achartzanim are the I think it's the seeds, right? Meaning different translations will give different different translations for what each element of the grape these are. I think nowadays, anyway, chartzanim means seeds. Whether that's exactly what they meant, I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter because we're talking about any which component part of the grape. If you're a Nazir, avoid all of it. If you you know, don't avoid all of it, then you would get into the details of what have you really violated, which what have you had to do to violate anything. But I've said that poorly. I mean, each component part of the grape itself, the seed of the grape, the branch of the grape, the twigs, whatever, all of those end up being prohibited to the Nazir. So you don't have to actually have the fruit of the grape to be eating some element of the grape that will actually put you in trouble. V'azagib mifnei etzman, another element of the grape. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari omer, ein chayav ad she'ochal shnei chersanim v'zag. So Rabbi Elazar is... Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seems to be a little more lenient, right? He says he's only going to be chayav if he eats a kezayit that will actually include the amount of two chartzanim and a zag. Again, these different component parts of the grape. Okay, and now we have got some definitions. Elohein chartzanim ve'elohein zagim. What are these things? Achartzanim elo hachitzonim. So this is not the seed that we know of today. My apologies for that. Right, so what do we say? The chartzanim are the outside part, that would be the skin. The zagim are the inside. Eilu ha-pnimim. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi omer, shalo tit'e kizog shel behema, hachitzon zog, va-pnimi inbal. So Rebbe Yossi says, well, no, it's backwards. Here's a weight, you can remember it. The bell, the zog, is worn by the animal. That will give you the outer part. That, and then the inner part, which is like the inner clapper of the bell, that lines up with the grape, with the seeds. That's the inbal, and that in fact would be the chartzanim. So, again, this Mishnah gets very detailed, both about itself, like self-referential commentary, and also breaking down exactly what the Nazir has to be careful about in all of this. Now, the Gemara here goes on really to talk about all of these details and delving in. We're not, in the interest of time, we're not going to spend time on the Gemara's discussion here, but it's exactly what you expect what would happen here in terms of breaking down what are all of these different component parts, especially what are the different component parts of the grape.
Right. And basically, how do we learn it? Like, what? How do they take those psukim to know what category should be included in all of these things? It should be familiar to those of us who have been doing Daf Yomi test. Should be a very familiar type of discussion. Well,
right. And I would say that there's this funny thing, right? I kind of relate to Nazir as about being all about the wine, and it's not that. Meaning that might be the end game or the most serious component of the grapes, but all of these details make it clear that it's not just to prevent them from getting drunk.
Well, that's our DAP discussion for the day. Rank us, review us on all major podcasts. Thank you to Revenit Michelle Farber for hosting us on the Hadron website. Let us know what you thought about this DAP on our Talking Talmud Facebook page. Until tomorrow, go and learn.